Colgate Tooth Powder presents The Theater of Romance. Tonight, Colgate Tooth Powder brings you Mary, Queen of Scots. Tonight and every Tuesday night, Colgate Tooth Powder brings you The Theater of Romance with your favorite stars in your favorite stories and plays.
Use Colgate Tooth Powder. Keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it at night.
And now for tonight's presentation, Mary, Queen of Scots, starring Judith Evelyn and Eric Dressler. Today's story opens in the Scotland of the 16th century, when Mary, Queen of Scotland, was 23 years old and one of the most beautiful women in the world. When James Hepburn came riding into her court, the fourth Earl of Bothwell.
Your Majesty, I'm the fourth Earl of Bothwell, exiled by your father, but your humble servant, if you will have me.
You were our father's enemy, my lord.
I am not yours. I bring to your banners my army, which is a goodly one, of brave men and strong. I bring to you a name of some honor through many generations, and a loyalty you need never question.
You have been considered an enemy in this court.
This court? This court is like a rotten apple eaten from within. Your nobles are treacherous, lying thieves, and everyone in the world knows it but you.
Our nobles, thieves? Get out of this court before we throw you in irons. How dare you stand before us and attack our people in this manner?
I dare because I'm a Scot.
Your Majesty, may I intrude for a moment?
Certainly, my Lord Bigley. The Earl of Bothwell.
My Lord Bigley.
Your Majesty, surely we're not going to receive the Earl of Bothwell in this court. The king, your father, declared him outlawed in Scotland.
Only because he was under the influence of traitors in his own court.
Your Majesty, surely you will not permit this man to voice such insults in your presence.
We have heard enough, Bigley. My Lord Bothwell, we are very grateful for your offer of service, and we welcome you to our standard. We hereby confirm your hereditary title of Lord Admiral of Scotland. You will bring your men here for quartering and make your home in our castle.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Good evening, Your Majesty.
Good evening, Your Lordship.
May I join you in your walk? Or would you prefer to be alone?
You may join us.
What does a queen think about when she's walking in her gardens in the moonlight?
What should a queen think about?
I suppose great things, such as how much good she will try to bring to Scotland in her lifetime.
You are probably right.
What does the Queen of Scotland think about?
The Queen of Scotland thinks of her people walking hand in hand in the spring starlight. The Queen of Scotland wonders what it would be like to have a village beau and be kissed in the shadow of a yew tree. The spell of the moon is strong tonight. These are unworthy thoughts.
Why shouldn't you think those things? You're young, beautiful. Tell me, where is Lord Darnley, your husband?
Darnley? I've no idea. Probably at Kirkafield, with Bigley.
Watch out for Bigley. I don't trust him.
We are watching. You stare at us, my lord.
It's as though I was suddenly seeing you for the first time. And the wonder of seeing you puts many things upon my tongue and yet keeps me from saying them. Oh, Mary.
How dare you kiss me, sir? How dare you?
Throw me an iron, send me back to exile, do with me what you will, but I love you.
How dare you?
Shall I leave you, my queen, now that I have incurred your anger? Shall I mount my horse and ride out of Scotland? I'm used to banishment. You've only to say the word.
Yes, go. Out of our sight forever.
Very wise, my queen, for if I stayed, I'd kiss you again. Having forgotten once that you were queen, I might forget it again. Oh, your You're lovely in the moonlight, Mary, Queen of Scots. Your lips are soft and ripe for kissing. Your eyes are deep with dreams. And I, who only want to kneel at your feet, now want to take you in my arms. Good night. Goodbye, Your Majesty.
Bothwell. Bothwell, don't leave me. Don't leave me. I can't breathe. I never laughed so much or ran so much. Imagine the Queen of Scotland running through the streets of Edinburgh. I don't know what got into me.
You were chasing me, if I remember.
Yes, so I was. I must watch that. Oh, Bothwell, these weeks I've been so happy. I've never been so careful. Look, darling, this is the wishing well. Have you a coin? Have you two coins? We'll throw them in and make a wish.
Yes, here you are.
Thank you.
What did you wish?
That you would always love me. What did you wish?
That you would always want me to love you.
My Lord Bothwell.
Yes, Lord Bigley.
This court resents your friendship with the Queen. If you take my advice, you'll leave this kingdom while you still have a head on your shoulders.
Are you threatening me?
You fool. Her reputation will be endangered throughout the entire world. She's a queen and married. Everyone in Scotland is talking about you now. Go into the city and find out for yourself, Bothwell. And then get out of this court. If you don't, we'll find a way to get you out.
Father, have you heard the things that they whisper in the streets? I could kill one man or ten, but I cannot kill the whole city. What shall I do? She needs me.
I don't know, my boy. You must pray for divine guidance, and you must do what you believe in your heart is right, no matter how hard it is. It will be hard for you to go. It will be hard for you to stay. It's not a simple thing to love a queen.
I'm frightened. Not for myself, but for her. Tell me what to do. Tell me what's right.
No one can tell you that. You must find the answer in your own heart.
All right, Father. I'll try to find the answer.
Bothwell. Oh, Bothwell, hold me close. I'm so full of dreams. I dreamed you rode away and left me. I woke up sobbing. And then I saw you walking up and down outside my window and I had to come to you. Oh, hold me close. The only solace I can find is in your arms.
Oh, my dear. You know that last night your people burnt me in effigy in the square? Mary, I'm afraid I must leave you.
You do not love me.
Love you. I loved you the first moment and before the first moment, and even if I never see you again, I'll love you forever. But I must leave you. Your people despise me.
The people will understand. They must. I shall tell them. I am a woman, and I have fallen in love. I shall say to them, is there one among you who would give up your loved ones for a crown? Then take my crown. It becomes too heavy for a woman's heart.
My dear, you're young in the way of courts. It will always be your tragedy that you have to learn to be a queen, and mine that I have to teach you.
Bothwell, if you leave me, I shall abdicate. I shall give the throne to anyone who'll take it. I don't want a world that has no place for you. Oh, my darling, we can try to work it out. We must try. We have some right to happen.
We have no right to anything, you and I.
Don't leave me now. Oh, tell me you won't leave me. Tell me you'll never leave me. Bothwell. Bothwell.
All right, Mary. We have many enemies now, and they'll never stop until they've ruined us. May heaven help us both.
And now, as the curtain descends on Act One of Mary, Queen of Scots, let's hear a little true life drama.
You know, Jean, I was sure your cousin Bert liked me. But I guess he's kind of bashful.
Bashful?
Oh, no, not Bert. And I wonder why he hasn't called me since we danced together.
Young lady, it's something you'd hardly suspect. It's a little breath of trouble. I mean unpleasing breath. And that's clearly a case for Colgate tooth powder. You see, anyone can be the victim of a little breath of trouble. It happens to thousands without their knowing. Marks them down socially, brings them unhappiness. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder, in 7 cases out of 10, instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. And now the second act of Mary, Queen of Scots, starring Judith Evelyn and Eric Dressler.
You could still save your neck, Bottle. You could still ride away with your men and save your life. We have every card stacked against you. We have you in the middle of the most fabulous trap that's ever been devised. And you'll be destroyed the moment we spring it.
Bigley, you don't frighten me. In fact, one of these days, I shall probably have the pleasure of cutting off your head.
It's always dangerous to underestimate your enemy. Bothwell, we've warned you. Now we shall act.
Bothwell, wake up! Wake up!
Yes. What? Craig? Yes, what is it? Something wrong?
Didn't you hear the explosion?
What explosion?
There's been an accident. No, not an accident. A murder.
Murder?
The Queen's husband, Darnley. He was sleeping tonight in the royal house at Kirkle Field. There was an explosion.
He's dead?
Yes. They found his body a short distance from the house.
Who found the body?
Bigley and some of the court nobles who were riding by. Bottle, they're saying that you killed him.
I killed him. I see. So this was their trap. I must see the Queen at once.
Darnley dead. I cannot believe it.
Yes, but it's true, my dear, and your people are saying that I killed him.
I should have tears, but I have none to shed. I've hated him so long, I couldn't possibly grieve for him. Bothwell, will you marry me?
Mary, that would be madness. Then people would say that we were both responsible for his death.
We've always been mad people. We began this love fearlessly, paying little heed to others' thoughts. That's the way we must live it. We mustn't let them destroy it for us.
You're a brave woman, my love.
You have made me brave.
But you're not a good queen. You've never been. As Queen of Scotland, you should say, this country must come above all things with me, and I who rule it must rule it proudly and with dignity, at whatever cost to personal happiness. And then I would ride away from you, and you'd be a great queen.
I could do that, were it not for my woman's heart. I could do it if you had not taken me in your arms and away from me. But I am a woman before I am a queen. Bothwell, if you ever leave me, it will destroy me completely. Will you marry me, Bothwell?
You want to marry me knowing that by that act you may bring about your death and lose your throne? You want to marry me and listen to the entire world say that I murdered your husband to get your kingdom and that you were an accomplice? Mary would be scorned and hated and despised and very probably killed.
Ours has been a great love. A love which comes to few. Let us have what ours we can. Let us live them as they come until they end.
You're not a good queen, Mary. But you're a magnificent woman. Too bad you weren't the village belle, and I your village beau.
Don't think of what it could have been, or should have been, but only what it is.
All right, we'll take the hours as they come, and we'll live them until they end.
Death to old Scotland. He's bewitched the Queen. Call your men together and we'll march on the palace.
I have 500 men waiting in the glen. We'll march on the palace. We'll make an armed camp of all Scotland if necessary.
Kill Boswell! Down with Queen Mary!
Well, listen to them.
They're celebrating our wedding, my dear. You see how joyous it makes them? Come away from the window.
I never thought my people would storm my gates.
Mary, I've arranged passage for you to England. Elizabeth will shelter you until your people become quiet.
And you?
I'm going to Denmark.
Could I not go to Denmark with you?
No, my dear. I will encounter much danger until I'm out of Scotland, but I believe that you will be safe once I've left your side. Elizabeth will shelter you, and in a short while, you can return to your kingdom.
Oh, my darling.
We've lived our hours, Mary. And now we've reached the end of them.
England. England. That name seems like an icy hand clutching at my heart. Let me stay where I belong.
If you stay here, you'll be killed.
I killed? I am the queen.
You forgot you were a queen, Mary. And when you forgot, your people forgot.
Queens should be cold and wise. And I like such little things.
You must go to Elizabeth. But she'll only protect you if you go to her alone. Those are her terms.
If you wish me to go, I should go.
I do wish it.
I would it could be otherwise. I love you now. And I shall forever.
Oh, my God. Thank you for all the things that I shall remember. For your laughter and your tears. For the feel of your hand in mine. For your lips and your eyes. And thank you most of all for your love and your trust. You've been all that a woman could be and should be. And for me, there will never be lips or arms again unless they're yours. And now, goodbye, my sweet.
Oh, Bob. Oh, Basil.
Goodbye, my dear.
Basil, wait. When shall I see you? Where shall I see you?
Goodbye, my darling.
The carriage is at the gate, Basil. She's leaving for England now. You can see her from the window.
No, I don't want to watch her go.
She asked me to bring you this note.
Thank you. My dearest. Somehow I think that I shall die in England. I shall die far from the moors and the heather that I've always loved. And I shall be dying for my throne.
I left him a note, Martha. I said, I will be a queen now. I've made blunders, but they were human blunders, and I'm paying a great price for them. It's not the throne, but what the throne stands for. Scotland yesterday and today and all the tomorrows of the future. Scottish people who will love the bracken and the thistle, who will love the small towns and the great cities, the moors, the highlands, the lowlands, and the sea. Scottish people who will measure and evaluate their rulers with the unemotional eyes of future times. They will say
Mary made mistakes. Yes, Mary made mistakes, but she was not a coward. In her final years, Mary learned the destiny of a queen and met it unafraid. Mary died more queen to Scotland than she lived. She's my queen now, Craig. She's my queen. And no more my lady. But she'll always be the life of my heart. And someday we shall be together again in God's time. Until that time, goodbye, my darling.
Goodbye, my darling.
In tonight's play, Judith Evelyn was starred as Mary, Queen of Scots, and Eric Dressler was Bothwell. Mary, Queen of Scots was an original radio play by Gene Holloway. The music was composed and conducted by Charles Full, and the entire production was directed by Mark Slope.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning, and use it at night. To help you rate with every date, use Colgate tooth powder.
Young man, remember this message from Colgate Tooth Powder. Whether you're calling on a customer or calling on your best girl, a little breath of trouble, unpleasing breath, can quickly mark you down. So don't take a chance. Don't let them tag you as careless. Do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that Colgate Tooth Powder in 7 cases out of 10 instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better than Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder. Next week, your Colgate Tooth Powder Theater of Romance comes to you from Hollywood. And the stars will be two of the nation's brightest, Van Johnson and Susan Peters, who will play the immortal roles of Chico and Diane in the great love story, Seventh Heaven. Join us next Tuesday night, won't you?
Hello, everybody, hello. Hello with the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, hello.
Yes, use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling film. The first time you use Halo, see how your hair sparkles and gleams with natural brilliance. How the deep, natural color looks brighter, glossier. Even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and dirt, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter.
So hello, everybody, hello. Halo shampoo, halo.
Until next Tuesday night, when your Colgate Tooth Powder Theater of Romance brings you Van Johnson and Susan Peters in Seventh Heaven, this is your host saying goodnight and wishing you love, happiness, and romance. Ladies and gentlemen, civilians are being asked not to travel at this time. Our railroads will be taxed to the limit for many, many months. They'll carry returning veterans, many of them wounded. They'll take these men from ports to camps, hospitals, and hometowns. Every seat you occupy for an unessential trip makes it more difficult to transport our fighters. So please, don't travel. Please, forgo that trip to see Grandma or to visit daughter Jane in college. Believe me, your cooperation will be appreciated by the railroad people and by the families of our fighters. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.